Game one of a three-game set between the Indians and Diamondbacks. Shelby Miller getting ready to face that guy, Francisco Lindor. We'll take it to the top of the first, no score. Lindor facing Miller.
Here it comes. Swung on, hit high, deep to right field. Back goes Peralta at the wall. It is gone. Francisco Lindor has homered again. A solo shot to right, and the Indians have a 1-0 lead.
This inning, Ahmed led off with a single. Miller trying to bunt was hit by a pitch. And back to the top of the order, back-to-back strikeouts of Pollock and Peralta. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep left center field, and that ball drops one hop off the wall. One run is in. Here comes the go-ahead run. Scoring is Miller, and Goldschmidt with a two-run double puts the Diamondbacks in front for the first time tonight. It's now Arizona 4 and the Tribe 3. Tomas is 1-for-2 with an RBI double his last time up in the fourth inning. Right-handed hitter facing the right-hander Otero. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ripped to third, pass to diving Yandy Diaz down the left field line into the corner. On his way to third, being waved around is Lamb. They'll try and score him, and he will. Standing up as the relay throw was dropped out in short left. And Tomas, on his second consecutive double, has driven in another run, and it's now 6-3 Arizona. Drury, he's 1-for-2, singled in the second, brought in a run with a ground out in the fourth. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, line drive to right. Santana, long run, dives, can't get to it, it's past him. Up against the wall it goes. Tomas has scored, heading for third, trying for three. He's Drury, and he's in, standing up with an RBI triple. And it's the big inning now for Arizona. 5 runs on the board this inning, and the Diamondbacks now lead it 7-3. Now, first time tonight that Santana's really been tested out there in right field, and he gave it a run and a diving attempt, but it was just beyond his reach.
The D-backs would score 5 times and send 10 to the plate in the fifth inning, all runs coming with 2 out. Shelby Miller gets the win. He goes 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. Josh Tomlin gets the loss. He went 4 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 7 hits while striking out 6. Terry Francona's team couldn't pull off the win on Friday. Here's what the Indians manager had to say about the loss.
You know, he started out good. You know, when we got into the middle innings, you know, they're trying to give us the out with a bunt, and he hit, you know, hit him. That anytime things like that happen, it doesn't bode real well for the inning. But then he made some pitches, you know, has a chance to get out of it. And the two doubles, one to Goldschmidt and one to Tomas, he was trying to set up the next pitch and just yanked it so much that he threw it for a strike and both of them got hit. And those were, once they got it rolling, we just couldn't finish the inning. OT comes in and wasn't able to stop it. They got a bunch of runs with 2 outs. Well, it's the fifth inning. I mean, if you do that every time out, we're not going to make it. And, you know, whatever his history is, you know, there's so much belief in him that, and I think he's earned that. You know, if it's later in the game, that's different. But in the fifth, if we start going to our bullpen and whether matching up or we're going to run into a problem at some point.
Josh Tomlin went 4 2/3 on Friday, notching the loss. Let's hear what the Indians pitcher had to say about Friday's game.
It was the fourth and the fifth. Made mistakes to 2 really good hitters in really big situations, and they put good swings on it. In that situation, you want to try to limit the damage as much as you can. And those type of innings, especially when your offense is put up 3 runs early on in the game, but just made mistakes with 2 guys, and they put good swings on them and did a lot of damage, put up crooked numbers. You know, the walk to Goldschmidt in the fourth set up that crooked number, and then that hit by pitch right there is also, they put up more runs than just that one right there, but you obviously want to get an out when a guy's giving you an out. He's sacrificing himself to move a guy to second base. And, you know, so it kind of changes the whole dynamic of that inning, whether Pollock's going to bunt, swing away, or, you know, they can do a lot of different things in that situation. But, you know, when they're giving an out like that, you need to take it. And I made a mistake in hitting. Yeah, they obviously made some adjustments also, but, you know, I feel like I made more mistakes in those last two innings than I probably did in the first three. But, you know, credit them too. I mean, they're a good lineup, a good hitting team. So, you know, you make mistakes, those guys, after they've made the adjustment, they're probably going to make pay for it, and that's what they did.